questions now. First and foremost, why is it that we have such a special emphasis when it comes to the notion of Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos when it comes to Bris Milah? Again, the Gemara says, Uvayom Hashmini, in this week's parasha, teaches us the entire eighth day would be kosher for Bris Milah. So why such a special emphasis on doing it early? Zrizin... Go ahead, Samson. Yeah. Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos.
Isn't it kind of the same thing for every mitzvah? Like, you should definitely do it as early as possible.
No question that this is a din klali.
Like for Omer, like, example, like, for, like, right after Tekel Chavim, like, you should say it.
Right, no question. So, Omer, it might be a little bit of a different issue because it says Tmimos, so there are some shitos that you have to count the entire day, right, that you actually have to count maybe even before the day started. There's a svara like that that we find in the Bali Atosos to make sure that you count and that the entire day is included in the count. So that might be a little bit of its own issue, but you're right, as I tried to emphasize, that the principle of Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos is not unique to Bris Milah, it just has greater emphasis there. So what I'd like to suggest is a certain approach that hopefully will give us some illumination with respect to our other two questions, with respect to why Bris Milah should be Docha Shabbos, especially because, as we said, in some cases it's not, like the example of somebody who was born via cesarean section, a Yotze Dofen, so it doesn't always have to be that way, and yet Mila Bismana is Docha Shabbos, number two, and number three, what the connection is to Tzaras, why should it even be presented in the context of Parshas Tazria, which is otherwise singularly focused on Se'es, Baheres, Visapachas, etc. Okay, so let us now jump right in. We know that the origin of the mitzvah of Bris Milah is, of course, L'achniso bebriso shel Avraham Avinu. It is embracing the covenant of Avraham. And Avraham's defining attribute, as was stated by the Navi Yeshayahu, is that he was a great Ohev Hashem. He loved God. And he loved God so much that even when it came to things that were very painful for him, such as Akedas Yitzchak, such as sending away Yishmael, such as doing a Bris Milah, every single time the Torah tells us, Vayeshkem Avraham Baboker, he got up early in the morning, or immediately following the commandment of the Bris Milah, he went and he did it right away. So the fact that there is such a special emphasis on doing the Bris Milah as soon as possible is indubitably in homage to Avraham Avinu being the source and the wellspring from which Bris Milah emerges. Bris Milah is placed by the Rambam in Sefer Ahava, in the book of Love of God. And it always is a reflection of love of God if that we're willing to sustain pain for Hashem, and certainly even more so, to inflict a measure of pain on our children, there could be no greater statement of love of God. And that's why there's such an emphasis on Zrizas, on demonstrating our readiness, our willingness, our love of God to be able to engage in this mitzvah. And I actually think that's precisely why Bris Milah is in fact Docha Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is famously described as an os, and Bris Milah is described as an os. But it's interesting. Since Shabbos is an os and Tefillin is an os, it's not necessary to wear Tefillin on Shabbos. In fact, we're not allowed to wear Tefillin on Shabbos. So you might have thought, by the same logic, that Bris Milah should have also been disallowed on Shabbos. Why do you need the Bris Milah on Shabbos? Because you already have the os of Shabbos. And Bris Milah, of course, is an os. And so, you know, you might have thought, let that wait until Sunday, just as we say in the case of somebody who was born with a cesarean section or Ben Hashmashos or Mila Shalobizman, in all those cases, in fact, we delay the Bris Milah. But there is, I believe, a very special connection between Milah and the mitzvah of Shabbos that allows us and, in fact, obligates us, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Olaso, and it's exactly the same theme that we pointed out a moment ago. Shabbos is a reflection of Hashem's love for the Jewish people. If you pay attention to the davening on Shabbos, especially when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we always add one word in the Kiddush and the Shmona Esrei to signify that it's Shabbos. We always add the word Be'ahava, that God gave us the gift of Shabbos as a manifestation of His love. And it's a very fascinating thing because the Jewish people are obligated to keep Shabbos, and non-Jews who may take on other mitzvahs, a non-Jew could perform the mitzvah of lulav, theoretically a non-Jew could perform the mitzvah of shofar, a non-Jew is prohibited from observing the mitzvah of Shabbos. Nachri sheshavas chayav misa. God gave us, as described so beautifully in the Gemara Chagiga, the gift of Shabbos out of His profound love for the Jewish people. And it seems to me highly appropriate that given that Shabbos is the gift that was given as a manifestation of the divine love for Klal Yisrael, that it is appropriate. It's not like the mitzvah of tefillin, which is because it's an os, it's not necessary on Shabbos, and therefore it's prohibited on Shabbos according to the normative view, which we paskin like, the Gemara and Erevin and Sadites. But Mila, since it's a reflection of our love for Hashem, that too is appropriate on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that reflects the love between God and the Jewish people. So if you're dealing with Mila Bismana, and only Mila Bismana, Mila Bismana, again, is the earliest possible time to do it. It reflects our Zrizos, our sense of love for Hashem and His mitzvahs, that we're even willing to inflict pain on our children, small amount of pain, not going so far as Akedas Yitzchak, out of love for God. And therefore, the theme of Ahava itself, which is the theme of Shabbos, allows us to perform Bris Milah on Shabbos. And finally, now I believe we can explain the connection between Bris Milah and Saras and why it is in this section of the Torah. We have a halachic principle called Aseh, a positive commandment, Doche losase. There is a Torah level prohibition to cut off a tzara'as, a lesion, right? This is what we would call like halachic obstruction of justice. You think you have tzara'as, so you think, oh, I'm going to be smart about it. I'm going to cut off the tzara'as, okay? And the Torah says in Parshas Kisetze, Hishomer ben nega hatzara'as lishmor me'od v'lasos. That we have to be very careful about the nega tzaras, kichol asher yoru eschem kohanim alevim eschem tziva lasos, that we're not allowed to cut off a piece of tzaras. But the Gemara raises the question. Let's say you have a child born with tzaras on his makom hamila, on his arla. Would that mean that you couldn't give the child a bris mila? Answers the Gemara, of course you give him a bris mila. You know why? Asay doche los asay. The mitzvah asay of bris milah supersedes the prohibition of cutting off a lesion of tzaras. So the Ramban wants to know, well, why should that be true? Why should it be that asay is doche los asay, that a positive commandment overrides a negative commandment? And why is the paradigm of this halacha the idea that milah is doche tzaras? Explains the Ramban. The Ramban says, mitzvos asay are affiliated with ahavas Hashem, with love of God. By the way, the Rambam says the same thing in his Perish and Pirkei Avos, in the Mishnah of Antignos Yisocho. And he says, love of God actually supersedes and transcends fear of God. So Losa says, we don't violate God's will because we have awe and reverence and fear of God. We wouldn't dare violate His will. We follow His mitzvos because we love Him so much. If you have a direct conflict, your love of God, your ahavas Hashem, must supersede and transcend and ultimately overwhelm the losa asay associated with, in this case, cutting off the tzaras. So we have the same answer to all three questions. Why is it that there's a din prati, a specific emphasis on Zrizus in the context of Bris Milah? Because Bris Milah is the mitzvah of Avram Avinu, Avraham Ohavi. He did it at great personal pain at 99. He did it as soon as he was commanded, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Avram always manifested love of God, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker ha'ahava milkalkelis es hashura. He got up and he saddled his own donkey and he went on to perform the Akedah. And so Bris Milah is always stamped with that great sense of love of God. Even though kohayom kasher lemilah, you could do shamay the Bris Milah all day. You do it as soon as possible. Love of God, number one. Number two, why can we do it on Shabbos? The entire halachic structure of Shabbos, the entire gift of Shabbos, is a reflection of avas Hashem, of God's love for us. And so it's appropriate, unlike tefillin, which is also nos, but it's appropriate for us to manifest our love of God for on Shabbos as well, through the prism of Bris Milah, especially if it's a Milah Bismana. Let us not forget that the Rambam codified Hilchos Milah in Sefer Ahava. And third and finally, why is it in Parashas Tazria? It's in Parashas Tazria because that is the source for the idea of Aseh Docha Los Aseh, that you give a Bris Milah even if it means doing an Isserda, what would otherwise be an Isserda Raisa, of cutting off a Negat Saras. The Ramban explains Aseh Docha Los Aseh, which means that Avas Hashem has to supersede and has to transcend Yiras Hashem. So Milah is the theme of Ahava, and God willing, that explains all of the questions that we might have this morning.